Bank of Cardiff. This is Lena.
Hey, Lena Roy Fellows.
Oh, hi, Roy. Finally, I'm trying to.
Well, no, I've had jury duty since Monday.
Oh.
So I've been in jury from 8 o'clock. Yeah. Oh, yeah. I got one more day. So.
Okay. So
and it's a felony case, so.
Oh,
I did, I'm gonna be honest. I was really shocked because it's nothing like I thought. I didn't know this was
like
purchasing an AR account. I mean, I thought this was like a
purchasing what?
Accounts receivables.
Oh, it's just listen. What does it mean purchase? This is unsecured loan. It's not it's purchasing your accounts receivable, but it doesn't say what and how. It's unsecured. It doesn't put a lien on your business, nothing. It's just, you know, just to show somehow what you're getting a loan against. You're getting a loan against your account receivable, future account receivable, which you don't even know how it will be.
Oh, so I don't need to check that box or where? Let me get back to your
What do you mean check that box?
The paperwork, Lena. I don't know. Let me look at the paperwork. Let me pull it up.
Yeah, just get it back to me when you sign it. And,
well, I see the merchant application. I'm looking at that, you know, which you sent me. And it then
what
says
I sent you?
Yes, ma'am. It says a merchant application. That one, right?
No. I've sent you just a second. Let me open it. No. Merchant application, that's before you apply. Oh, this one. The business backer. Yes, merchant application. Yeah, but merchant application, we already have it. Just need to acknowledge this one. Yes. Yeah, you just initial. Merchant application, we don't need to do anything. We already have it. It's just a part of the document, which, but then you need to initial wherever it's yellow.
Yeah, all the seven questions.
I'm sorry?
The initials where it's all the no answers, one, two, three, four. There's four places to initial on that first page?
On the second, right. It's the second page.
Probably the second page? Okay.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, so it says monthly payments, $5,000.
It's what?
Right? I mean.
Monthly payments?
Yeah, let me make sure I'm looking at this. It's from you, Lena.
No. It's daily payments. I told you all the things. It's daily
payments.
Well,
no, but the document, that's what I'm saying. The documents look totally different. That's why I'm.
No, it's not. It's exactly what I told you. It's $284.76 per day.
Where is
per
that?
Per business day.
Because the agreement I'm looking at doesn't say anything about that. That's maybe I got.
Yeah, it does say page 1 of 7. See, after your page 3 of 3.
Is this a business backers?
Because Business Backers is our partner on this particular loan, they will do the
ACA. Let's walk through the. Can you walk through the first page with me so we can just make sure we're on the same?
Sure, I can do it. Yeah, sure. First page is just your application. It's okay. Second page, you just.
Wait. The first page bothers me because it says requesting $200,000. And I'm not requesting $200,000.
Okay, but that's when we send the application, I requested $200,000, which means I request maximum they can give, you know.
Okay,
that's already done.
I get that.
The application is already done with the application.
Okay. Then the second page tells me about the existing finance with QuickBridge. I see that.
Mm-hmm.
It talks about the links property.
Yeah, so all these initials.
Okay, so you initial all those. That's cool.
Yeah, all four where it's yellow.
Yeah, yes. And then in the third page, it's just saying just the owner's signature.
Yeah, all the information is true.
Okay, so then you go down the next page, it says purchase of receivables agreement.
Exactly. See, it has to be something. It's your future so-called receivable. We kind of purchase it, and you will pay estimated 8% of your future receivable. That's
okay. But to me, that's not an unsecured note, then.
It is.
That's saying we don't know. That's saying, pardon me?
So we don't know what your future receivable will be? Nothing. You do not.
Well, it says per business day amount is $284,000. Purchase price.
Yeah.
Purchase.
$284,000.
Yeah. So I'm basically borrowing $65,000, and I'm gonna pay back $89,700.
Right.
Yeah.
And you're gonna pay it for much much longer time than you paid it now.
Right. Right. Well, that I can't. That's too much. I'm not gonna borrow $65,000 and it costs me $20,000. Just can't do that. That's not good business. And then this would not be an unsecured note. This is a secure note by my receivables. But right here on the it says guarantor is MedCross.
Yeah.
Okay,
but you will pay it over 15 months.
Oh, yes. That term, wonderful. But it's really not an unsecured note. It's a secure note with the collateral of my AR for $89,000. And it's also saying I'm personal guarantee if the company doesn't pay. And that bothers
me. Yeah, but it bothers you?
Well, because it's not an unsecured note then.
Okay, Jinko. You know what? Not much we can do because we didn't purchase so-called anything from you when we get this. It's like, you know, unfortunately, not much if you're not paying.
Yeah. Pardon me? I'm sorry?
If you're not paying, so not much we can do. If your business, the other good thing about it that let's say you see that your business slows down, God forbid, or something happens and you need to stop payments for some time or reduce payments, you can call call customer service and you can arrange it with them because we cannot recover our money unless you pay them back. So we usually work with our customers very closely. And if something is wrong and you cannot, see our calculations that it's going to be easy for you to pay, it will be only 8% of what your business will make. If something will go wrong and it won't be, you can always call customer service and talk to them.
Great. And then where is that? Does it have something like that in here in the terms and conditions?
No. We would not put it on the paper. No. But I'm telling you how it works.
Okay. Well, let me read the document more because, like I said, I've been in jury duty.
These documents were written by lawyers, so they would never put anything.
That's how it works
all the time because we cannot recover.
Right.
Believe me, I see it all the time. Okay.
I like the daily rates. Maybe I don't like it. I'm not saying I can do it, but it's just it's going to cost me $20,000 to borrow a smaller amount. I mean, and
it costs you to borrow $65,000. It's not a small amount. It's a lot.
No doubt.
If you will borrow less, and I concede all the time, let's say right now you tell me, okay, I don't want a $65,000, I want only $30,000. You will call me in a month and say, okay, I am really short in cash, that's what happens, and I want more, and I cannot get you more with the same term, because at that time it will be like second position. So will not be the same. I will just tell you, our credit department, I trust them completely because I can see it for 12 years already. That's how long
I've been here.
Oh, my God. They really predict how much you need. So they want you to have enough cash flow to keep your business working
exactly.
well and paying it back. So if you take not enough cash and you're going to be short in 4 months or 3 months, that's what's going to really kill you. That's what's going to be bad. So just look at it.
So it might be wise to borrow a smaller amount right now and then always come back.
I wouldn't. It doesn't matter for me, but I wouldn't recommend it just from my experience.
Yeah, I got you. Okay. Okay, well, like I said, I just got in, so I need to look this, read this, and
yeah,
I can call
you
tomorrow.
If you will have any questions, give me a call, send me an email. Just do not disappear on me because my funding department, see, we are swamped, I'll be honest with you, and they are
crazy. Well, that's good to hear.
Funds.
That's a good sign, I guess.
Yeah, I hope so. Yeah. And they are after us, like they don't want to have funds reserved when they will
I'll definitely know something tomorrow.
Okay.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Thanks, Lena.
Thank you.
Appreciate it.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.